This. He brought me out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Can I say to you this morning, I stuck in the bank of this world's sin when the Lord found me. You this morning was stuck in a place in the miry clay of this world's sin when God found you. But I tell you, I remember the day that the blessed potter came my way. I remember the day when he came by the river's brink, and he began to look into the bank and see. He saw me in my lost condition. He saw me in my worldly state, and he began to run his fingers across my soul. And I remember that day that he selected me and brought me out of the miry clay. Now, I'll tell you, praise God, that while the Lord was doing his collective ministry in my life, anybody ever know that day that God came by your way? That day or night, it don't have to be in the church. A lot of people been saved at home. How many been saved at home? Raise your hand. Amen. Many in here have been saved at the house. You don't always have to work at the church house. But I'm going to tell you something. There's been a time when you heard that there's somebody looking for you. Amen. And we sing that song, "He Came Looking for Me." Can I remind you that the clay couldn't get to the potter, but the potter came to the clay? Amen. The potter went out selecting. He came out looking. And if you're lost this morning, if you're hung in the world's mire, if you're hung in the world's bank and the world's sin, can I tell you, he's coming to look for you this morning. He don't want to leave you out there in that condition, in that lost state. He wants to do a work in your life. He wants to do something, amen, the world couldn't do with you. If you stay in that place of the world, you're going to blend in. You're going to be no different than the world. You're going to stay in the world's mire. You're going to stay stuck. Amen. You ain't going to be able to do anything. But if you'll fall in the hands of a great potter that's looking for you this morning, he'll make a great vessel out of you. Aren't you glad that he demonstrated some amazing grace? He didn't care where you is at. He didn't care about what you look like. Oh, man, I'm going to tell you something. We were all just a dirty piece of trash, but I'll tell you what, when the Lord found me, I was filthy. When the Lord found me, I was dirty, but I'm thankful that he didn't look at what I was, but he looked at what I could be, amen. He didn't see me for what I was. He saw me for what I could be, a finished product, thank God. Ain't you glad this morning that, hey, why the world wants to throw everything out? I'm glad that, amen, that God saw me how I was, and he knew what I could be. Maybe somebody walked by and said, "Well, you're not going to use that." And the Lord said, "Oh, but you can't see what I see. You can't see it for what I see it to be. Oh, when I get finished, he's going to look different than he looks today. When I get done, he's no longer going to be who he is, but he's going to be what he shall be." Amen. I'll tell you this morning that I'm still in the hands of the potter. He's still working on me. You don't see a finished product, but I tell you, you see one that's on the wheel in the process of being made. Amen. We see the collecting of the clay. Glory to God, I about got so excited on that thing. I'm telling you what, look here. He came to where I was at. He collected, man, that clay that day. There's another process of cleaning, and that's where we're going to go next. He doesn't just leave us in the bank. He doesn't just collect us and leave us. No, he takes us through a process to get us ready to be molded. The next step is this, the cleaning of the clay. Look at verse number 3. "And then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels." Now, before the potter can get his work on the wheel, there has to be a process of cleaning that takes place. This is a process to which, once God has brought you out of the miry clay, the next steps are the cleansing. Now, this is where a lot of people check out. They don't like that separating. They don't like that feeling of, man, leaving the world. They don't like that step of, man, God cleaning them. They don't like that process. But can I tell you, you'll never be what God wants you to be as long as you're dirty and in sin. Amen. God can never use a what? Dirty vessel. And so in order for God to use your life, in order for your life to be used of the things of the Lord, God's got to clean you, friend. And that process is what we call sanctification. Now, don't lose me on the big word, amen. It just means that God wants to clean you up. He wants to separate some things in your life.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.